but you don't, the dead don't come out. The dead twist and shout in an invisible world. The grand old Opry of death is breathless, breathless. What do you do with it? For whom have you been saving? What do you do with it? For whom have you been saving? Oh yes, you've been good to me in your way. That's what I'll write about when I write about the raven. That's what I'll write about when I write about the raven. That's what I'll write about when I write about the raven. When I write about the raven, that's what I'll write about when I write about the raven.
Live at Black Pirates. Catch Thunder Bay's very own Hard Rockers hit the stage March 20th at Black Pirates Pub. Joining them on stage will be fellow local Shatterhorn, vape dealer, and the long-haired businessman. Cover is $5 at the door. Doors open at 10 p.m. Bands kick off at 10:30. This is a 19-plus event. For more info, visit page38band.com or follow Page 38 on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter.
CIOU is sponsored in part by the students of Lakehead University, our listeners, and our sponsors. At this time, we would like to thank the following sponsors for their continuous support.
The Thunder Bay Country Market, keeping it local every Saturday from 8 a.m. to 1 p.m. and every Wednesday from 3:30 to 6:30 p.m. year-round. Stop by and say hi to over 80 vendors who make it, bake it, and grow it in the Dove Building located on the CLE grounds. Sensia Corporate Web Solutions. Log on to sensia.ca for information about locally owned and operated hosting, site creation, and more. The Study Coffee House. The Study is a fully licensed, intimate live venue and the place to get your caffeine fix while on the Lakehead University campus.
not bad intentions. This is CILU 102.7 FM, luradio.ca. I'm Ari, host of Past Tense, show on every Monday night, 8 to 9 p.m. Tonight, it's definitely, I think it falls along the lines of kind of classic college rock, or the college campus radio. Anyway, that last song was from Mock Orange, a song called Window Shopping. Before that was Archers of Loaf with Lero, You're a Hole. And before that, Tree People with a song called Party. I actually came across all three of these bands really recently, so I was pretty excited to put them on tonight. And I think I'd be meaning to listen to, I think it was Archers of Loaf, and I stumbled across a playlist on YouTube that combined a bunch of them with Mock Orange as well as Tree People, some stuff from Modest Mouse and Built to Spill, which were some indie rock bands from the 90s that I'm a lot more familiar with. So I feel like that was a really good introduction for me, and I definitely gave me some content to work with to put on the air tonight, so I was pretty excited to do something with that. Anyway, it was pretty interesting to find out about Tree People. Turns out they were, I think they started sometime late 80s, and their vocalist, I think he was also lead guitar, he went on to take part in Built to Spill, I think is one of the founding members, and it's pretty easy to pick out his vocals on both of those bands' releases. So it was definitely interesting for me as a fan of Built to Spill for quite a while to hear about one of the origin stories for one of those members. And as I stumbled across I guess it was the blog belonging to one of the old Tree People members, it turns out the guy was cataloging like a lot of the things that the members of that band went on to do afterwards. I think another guy went on to form a band called Stuntmen and released a bunch of music that way. So it definitely seems like interesting stuff that I'm hopeful to put on the radio if I pick through some of it, because the guy has a blog going back, I don't know, it's still going to this day, and I think he started out a few years ago just putting up this stuff. Seems like he had a lot of interesting things, a lot of cool facts about these bands that he was a part of, especially Tree People. So definitely excited to pick through that. I think Built to Spill definitely seems now in my mind to be, maybe it was something of a power group. I don't know. I'd have to look into the other origins of the guys that took part in that band, because I know they've had a really consistent, solid release of albums over the years, because they're still releasing albums, I think, within the last few, maybe in 2015 or so, and they started out early 90s. And I know all of them, I think I only listened up to one release, probably early 2010s, and it's definitely still solid material, which isn't always something that you find with bands that release over a long period of time. But anyway, I definitely like to look more into their origins, especially since I know that one of the old members of Duster, which is a really influential slowcore band, ended up playing with them. I think he must have been taken on maybe as, I think he was their drummer for some of their tours for a few years there before Duster got back together. Anyway, it's going to go on to more indie rock stuff like the Raymond Brake and the Gerbils, as well as the Wicked Farleys, some more math rock stuff that I enjoy playing. So that's coming up next. We got Laying Down from the Raymond Brake.
Four more. Thank you.
is CILU 102.7 FM, LURadio.ca. I'm Ari. The show you're listening to right now is Past Tense. Last three songs. That last one was Autonomish by the Wicked Farleys. Before that was Glue by the Gerbils. And before that one, Laying Down by the Raymond Brake. Those three songs are definitely ones I've listened to a lot, probably collectively over the hundreds at this point. Especially Laying Down by the Raymond Brake, that held a special place in my heart when I felt a little bit trapped by too many choices. And it definitely, the tone and the pace of the song definitely suit a certain mood I had going a little while ago. Felt good for getting into the university season, I guess. And that song from the Gerbils was one I actually heard first on a Neutral Milk Hotel tape. That was definitely interesting to come across them later on. I think the rendition done by Neutral Milk Hotel is a little bit slower. I think it's more of an acoustic take on it, though it's pretty close to that already, just not as busy in the Neutral Milk Hotel version. And I think that was something I listened to back in my last year of high school, coming into the close of that year. And I think it holds a certain feeling to it as well. It's definitely summer music for me, that whole album, because I came across the Neutral Milk Hotel version of it first. So I'm not sure when I actually listened to the Gerbils album. It's called Are You Sleepy? Because I found them later on, and there are a couple other tracks on there that definitely have the warm and fuzzy feeling that I like to get when it's bright outside and the grass is green, all that sort of thing. Definitely summer music for me. And that Wicked Farley's track was definitely school music, something I like to put on if I have to do a lot of work, or at least I did probably about a year ago when I was really into the Wicked Farleys. Anyway, we're going into a sponsor break, and after that we'll have a song by a Canadian band, the band being the Rural Alberta Advantage, and the song being Sleep All Day. It's a band I just came across when I was looking for stuff to play on the air tonight. Anyway, sponsor break coming up, so keep your ears open for after that.
CILU is supported in part by the students of Lakehead University, our sponsors, and our listeners. At this time, we would like to thank the following sponsors for their continuous support.
The Rec and Culture Division of Thunder Bay, bringing free events to the waterfront and all of Thunder Bay. Check out thunderbay.ca/events for more info and follow them on Facebook. Joey's Restaurant, a tasty little place for seafood, located at 595 Arthur Street West. Visit them Tuesdays for all-you-can-eat fish and chips, and Thursdays, $5 fish tacos. Some conditions apply. The Thunder Bay Blues Fest. Log on to tbayblues.ca to keep up with all the news on Thunder Bay's largest annual music festival, entering its 19th year in 2020.
Try to hold on to you. no memories at all. From the age of 20 to 22, I had 5 friends, none of whose names I can recall. And as I would walk down K Street to some temping job, as winter froze life out of fall. Yeah, I must have been having a ball, yeah. Outside your window now, same VCR, the same cats, different people at the very same job, similar alley, different rats. The trash goes out on a Tuesday now, you gotta make a note about that. Yeah, well, this time you wear it sad. Yeah, you can't say it, but I. Down those lines you always tried to cut. You thought you just might need a little change, but now you find you got nothing but. How can a body move the speed of light, still find itself in such a rut? You can't say it, but I know.
This is CILU 102.7 FM, LURadio.ca. I'm Ari. This show is Past Tense. And that last song, just finished there, was Spider in the Snow by the Dismemberment Plan. Before that was Grey Ice Water by the band Modest Mouse. And before that, a song called Sleep All Day from the Rural Alberta Advantage. The Rural Alberta Advantage is a band I just heard about recently, or actually stumbled across when I was looking for content for the show. They're a Canadian band, and in spite of the name, they might be based out of Toronto. I have to do a little bit more looking to figure out their origins and where they first started playing, but I think they're still putting out music, so I'm definitely thinking of slipping them into my repertoire of artists that I like to play on the air here, because they definitely seem to be up my alley. And those last 3 songs definitely seem to be about being ill at ease, maybe a little bit uncomfortable, and the mid-20s apprehension toward starting things new and that sort of way of thinking, I guess. That song Spider in the Snow from the Dismemberment Plan is one I like especially, and I guess it's pretty suitable for the sort of weather we've had recently, looking out into the endless banks of snow that we've got outside there. That whole album is one that I definitely like to listen to when I'm feeling in the mood for it, and I think originally I just liked one song off of there in particular, and I never really paid much attention to the rest of the album, but someone else turned me on to the rest of it, told me it was like their favorite album, something along those lines. So since then, it's definitely been one of my favorites as well, and probably going to be finding a few more songs from them that I can slip onto the show here, because the Dismemberment Plan, at least their album Emergency and I, is one I'm a really big fan of. So it's definitely the sort of thing I like listening to, and I think it's definitely suitable for this cold, kind of stay-inside sort of weather we got going. Anyway, we got a couple Canadians bands coming up next. There's Women, as well as a band I saw locally at the Apollo called Doreen, and They're coming up now.
Maturation, an eloquent betrayer of time, climbing from plateau to plateau while static engulfs the one behind.
nation I cannot flee. I've been listening my whole life for it. I've been listening my whole life for it.
This is CILU 102.7 FM, LURadio.ca. I'm Ari, and we're getting down to the last song here for Past Tense before we hit 9 o'clock. Those last two songs, one was China Steps by Women, and after that, was a song by a band called Doreen, the song being A Sunday Afternoon on the Island of La Grande Jatte, if that's how you say it. Anyway, Doreen was a band I actually ran into locally here. They were touring, I guess, for their recent album release, which was called Ruthless Severance. You can find that on Bandcamp if you want to listen to them more. They're really good guys. I had a good time talking to them after the show. Their vocalist, who's, I guess, largely in charge of the songwriting, or the lyrics writing, is definitely an interesting guy. He had a lot of things to say that he incorporated into his music regarding social change and social effects that we're seeing these days. So I definitely had a cool time listening to those guys. They make some good music, and I'd be really glad to see them around in town again sometime. I'm going to keep my eyes peeled in case they show up somewhere, because last time they played at the Apollo was, I guess, a Wednesday night, and the only other people there happened to be the other bands playing. So it'd definitely be cool to see those guys gather a crowd here. I know over in Edmonton, where they're from, the local campus radio station likes to play them. They definitely get a lot of airtime over there, so I'll definitely be playing a few more of their songs through my sets when I get the opportunity, because they're definitely worth it, especially when it's guys that are still going. They all live together making music, and they're definitely making some good stuff, so I'm definitely hopeful to hear more from them and hopefully see them alive. See them alive and live playing somewhere locally. Anyway, we're going on now to the very last song, a song by a band called Kepler, another Canadian band. The song's name is the Upper Canada Fight Song, so I'm not sure what the origin of that is, but it's a good song, a long one to trail out the hour here. Anyway.
Space where